Give me a makeup.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
John, I think I see your face here on Skype. How are you?
Good. Really good. I don't see your face.
Well, that's probably for the better.
Yeah.
We're in radio for a reason.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We have been praying for you all morning. Our listening family has been so connected to everything that's gone on and have been praying for you this morning as well in a big way.
We appreciate that more than you can know. We felt it. We want to let you know that the judge approved our adoption.
Yay.
Wow. That's such good news, John. That is tremendous news. Obviously, what we had hoped for and prayed for in a big way has incredible.
The judge, it took us less than an hour. Ayla did a beautiful job talking to the judge and telling her why she wanted to be adopted and that she was ready to come to America with us and wanted us as her parents. And it was just, it was at first a little nerve-wracking, but the judge seemed very pleasant. And we had been praying for a soft heart and for her. And it actually went so fast compared to what they said and how long it might take. Yeah, the judge stood up and said, I'll be right back. Came back 5 minutes later and said, by the power invested in me by the Russian Federation, I grant this adoption. And that was it.
John, when you heard those words, what was the reaction? How did you feel? What was your family I can't even imagine at that point.
Well, we had confidence always in God that his plan was going to be done. And we knew that we had to be trusting in his will. And if that meant that the judge did not approve it, obviously it would have been very difficult to hear. Mm-hmm. But when that judge said that the adoption was approved, you know, suddenly you realize that something that you prayed for so long and so many people have prayed for just came to fruition. It was an amazing feeling. I mean, all we could do is cry. Ayla came up to us and hugged us tightly and now knows that she has a forever family.
That is awesome. What's the next step now? What do you guys do from here?
The judge gave us a date of December 11 because there's a mandatory 30-day waiting period in Russia for all civil court cases to be finalized and to become official. And so we'll have to be back here by December 11. And December 11, we can officially start the paperwork to bring her into America. We have to do some paperwork here in St. Petersburg. Then we take the train down to Moscow to the U.S. Embassy there, spend a few days. We don't know exactly how long it will take, a few days to do all of her immigration paperwork, and then we can fly her home.
Wow.
It's going to be a very Merry Christmas for you guys, isn't it?
It's already a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful gift of God. Obviously, we you know, the best gift God gave us was a son. But to have a daughter, another daughter, we have two daughters now. We have five children in our family now. And what a blessing that is. 15 months of ups and downs and praying and struggles at times and not knowing whether the treaty was going to be signed and sometimes just struggling with, you know, whether it was all going to come together and sitting in that courtroom and hearing that judge, everybody was so happy. The person from the guardianship committee, the social worker from Ayla's orphanage, the doctor from Ayla's orphanage was there to give her testimony. Then the prosecutor stood up, the Russian prosecutor, and said, we have no objections to this adoption. And the judge dismissed herself for a few minutes, came back and stood there. We stood up when she entered the room. And just to stand there and kind of hold your breath.
Yeah.
And she smiled and she wished us the best in life and Ayla the best in life. And it was just an amazing, amazing moment.
Well, thank you so much, John, for keeping us in the loop and allowing us to be a part of this. Your extended family of thousands here in West Michigan are just praising God with you.
You bet. It's a big hallelujah.
Yeah, it sure is.
Tell them, too, that we appreciate so much all the prayers. What a wonderful thing it has been, even in this journey, even through the difficult times, being lifted up by, there's people praying in South Carolina. There's people praying in the Netherlands, where a lot of my family is. There's people praying. There's churches praying there. In Russia, there's people praying for it. And obviously, West Michigan. So all across this globe, there's people were praying for us and for Ayla especially. And so hold on a minute. Just real quick.
Okay.
I want Ayla.
There
can
she
you
is.
See her?
Yes. Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Ayla.
This is John. Do you know John? John Bayo. John Bayo with Greg Yoder. John Bayo.
Yes.
You can't see him, but he's there. He can see you.
She would recognize me, I think. It's so good to see Ayla again. Is it still morning there? Because I know Dobre Utra, but that's about it.
No, it's 5 o'clock at night here.
Okay.
9 hours difference right now. Yeah, thank you so much. Lots of love and prayers to you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya.